ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and will be joining me, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Even though he is under the weather, he can hardly walk, but you can't stop him from coming on and doing his duties as a truth teller, as someone who will tell you just like it is. Sometimes you like to hear it, sometimes you don't. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when the Democrats won Congress, when the people voted them in, they wanted them to go and clean house. But apparently, they don't have the guts to do it. Because this week, Dennis Kucinich, if you remember last month or the month before when Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern, whom, by the way, I interviewed last Thursday on the TV program, Current Issues TV, they were arrested because they, this was like last month, when they went into John Conyers' office to question him about the impeachment of George Bush and what he's going to do it. Is he going to bring it into committee or not? And of course, John Conyers told him that he could not, because he could not guarantee that he will have the numbers. And he was right, because the Democrats themselves don't have the guts to go on with the impeachment. Well, last week, Dennis Kucinich, he had led a heroic effort to put the impeachment of Dick Cheney on the table through House Resolution 333. But it was no one but the Democrats themselves, led by Steny Hoyer, who you might consider as a Bush Democrat. He moved to table the bill. The interesting thing, ladies and gentlemen, with this is 165 Republicans voted with Kucinich to impeach Dick Cheney, but only 85 Democrats voted with Kucinich. So you have more Republicans voting for Kucinich with his resolution to impeach Dick Cheney than you have Democrats. And of course, Nancy Pelosi does not like the impeachment thing, and she does not want it to be debated. So they moved with what Hoyer had suggested, and they moved the House Resolution 333 back to the Judiciary Committee, which is back in John Conyers' lab. So we will see what does all that mean, and we will see if the Democrats will have it in them to go with something like this before Dick Cheney has the chance to actually get us into another war for Israel, which is the war on Iran. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tackle this one and, of course, your phone calls. See you in a couple of seconds.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and of course our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls. I believe Mark is with us. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, Dr. Talawi.
Well, I'm sorry. I know you're bedridden and you can't move, but how are you feeling?
Well, I wouldn't miss out on doing my weekly spot with my friend, even if it were my last breath. How's that?
It might be.
That's right. It might be. That's okay. I've already bequeathed my eight children to you in my will, so you'll get to take care of them if anything happens to me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks a lot. Mark, John Hagee does not think that Jesus was a Messiah. Did you hear about that?
I did. Very interesting. It's this is a new theory among Christians. I'd like to find out how he came up with this idea.
Well, it's the same way he came up with the he didn't come up with it, but the same way he adopted the rapturing theory that he wants to have Armageddon in the Middle East so he can rapture and go and sit on the right-hand side of God, watching us going through all these turmoil and disasters and wars and killings and et cetera, et cetera. Isn't it amazing? You know, it's amazing to me, the human mind and the human brain, how it could be manipulated by people in power, and the people are just like sheep going to the slaughterhouse. They don't even question this thing. The guy still has a lot of followers. I guarantee you tomorrow his place in San Antonio will be packed with at least 5,000 people, or probably more. I don't know what he has on average in his congregation on Sunday. But he would make a statement as such, and you don't see the mainstream media jumping on it and accusing him of being anti-Christian. Just imagine if one of these guys would stand up and say the Torah or the Talmud or something about the promised land and the chosen people, then you will have a lot of people up in arms trying to stop these people. But someone who says that Jesus was not the Messiah, he gets away with it.
Well,
how is that?
Keep in mind, Hashem, that John Hagee, he is there because of one issue and one issue only, and it is Israel. He has been specifically picked to go out there and to propagandize Christians into supporting these wars in the Middle East. He has made a lot of money by lying about Islam, lying about Zionism, and lying about Christianity. And to any of those Christians out there who happen to be supporters of John Hagee, I would remind you to go back and read your own gospel, where Jesus was warning about a false prophet appearing at the end of time. I certainly think that John Hagee, as well as Pat Robertson and all of these guys, perfectly fit the bill. You know, while we're talking about that, let's keep in mind that this week Pat Robertson gave his public and official endorsement to the presidency of Rudy Giuliani, even though Rudy Giuliani is just about as liberal as Bill Clinton. You know, I was talking with somebody earlier today, and they were asking me about what the difference between Rudy Giuliani and Bill Clinton was, and I said, well, the only difference between these two guys is that one guy's name is Rudy and one guy's name is Bill.
Well, I think Rudy is even worse than Bill in one thing, that Bill, at least, he tried to stand up and say his own mind in front of the so-called Israel lobby, which I wish if people would stop calling them that, because it's not Israel lobby. You know, everybody is scared of the word Jewish. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Now you are starting to hear them, even in the truth movement, calling it the neocons, calling them, as a matter of fact, it was funny, with Ray McGovern last Thursday, he was on the show, actually 2 days ago, and he said he was accused, the first time he was accused of being anti-Semite when he used the word neocon. And it's like, what's wrong with neocon? And the person he was talking to said, well, that's Jewish. You mean Jewish. And it's like, oh, that's what it means. Now, of course, I always maintained that neocons, it's nothing. It's a camouflage name for the Zionist Jewish agenda that is out there in Washington and throughout the world, as a matter of fact. But yet people, because they don't want to be called anti-Semites and they don't want to get in trouble for using the J word, so now they're saying, oh, it's the Israel lobby, even though it's a lot more than just the Israel lobby. You know, the Israel lobby is part of this agenda, but the full agenda is not just an Israel agenda. It is definitely more than just an Israel agenda. And well, what do you think of Dennis Kucinich trying to get a vote on House Resolution 333, and 165 Republicans voted with him and only 85 Democrats? When is the American people going to realize it doesn't matter who you put in Washington, as long as we have the same power that is handling these people? It doesn't matter if you call them a D or an R, a Republican or a Democrat. It's the same thing. Isn't it shameful to have 165 Republicans siding up with Dennis Kucinich and only 85 Democrats? What's going on? I mean, this is like, you would think the formula should be reversed. You should have more Democrats, but yet the people who won elections just on the war issue, just that we are going to clean the house, we are going to stop this war, yet we see them not taking their responsibilities and not standing up to what needs to be done. Even John Conyers, you know, who refused to have impeach George Bush on the table, now he is forced to tabulate the or to table the House Resolution 333, and of course it's up to him of when he will start hearings on the issue. I doubt if John Conyers is going to jump on this and do what's right.
Well, you know, there's a very interesting book that was written by former Congressman, Paul Findlay. Sorry, I haven't been getting much sleep.
Paul Findlay, yeah.
Yeah, the name of the book was Those Who Dare to Speak Out. And in this book, he details the 22 years he spent in Congress dealing with the Zionist lobby. And one of the things that he points out in his book is that he says that whenever a new member of Congress was made, that one of the first things that took place is that they were paid a visit from either AIPAC or one of the other organized Jewish groups. And at this visit, at this meeting, these representatives from these lobbying organizations, they would bring with them a file, a folder of information, and they would go in and they would tell this congressman or congresswoman, they would say, listen, this is what you did your third year in high school. These are the girls you dated. These are the times that you got in trouble for drunk driving, blah, blah, blah. And basically, it is laid out in front of them what kind of embarrassing information is going to be released to the public if this particular individual does not play ball. And so when we see the behavior on the part of our Congress this week with respect to these different resolutions, all of these guys understand that they are spending their entire political careers with somebody holding a gun to their head 24 hours a day. They understand this, and as you said, Hashem, all of these things that are taking place, these are just a sham. They're just a sham. These resolutions or bills are introduced or whatever that actually appear as though something is being done in the best interest of the country. It is being done in the best interest of the country, but they don't say that the country in question here is Israel instead of the United States.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Signs of resistance is coming out every day, and I think we will see in the next few months more and more people coming into this resistance phase to the neocons and to this government. Mayor Ross Anderson of Salt Lake City, he took an excellent stand, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we will not take it anymore. I'm going to read a little bit of what he wrote. He said, today, as we come together once again in this great city, we raise our voices in unison to say to President Bush, to Vice President Cheney, to other members of the Bush administration, past and present, to a majority of Congress, including Utah's entire congressional delegation, and to much of the mainstream media, you have failed us miserably, and we won't take it anymore. While we had every reason to expect far more of you, you have been pompous, greedy, cruel, and incompetent, as you have led this great nation to a moral, military, and national security abyss. We will continue with this, and we'll see how many brave people out there who will say, we will not take it anymore. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show. I am Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. I'd like to continue reading a little bit of what Mayor Ross Anderson of Salt Lake City wrote in a speech, as a matter of fact. He said, "While we had every reason to expect far more of you, you have been pompous, greedy, cruel, and incompetent as you have led this great nation to a moral, military, and national security abyss. You have breached trust with the American people in the most egregious ways. You have utterly failed in the performance of your jobs. You have undermined our Constitution, permitted the violation of the most fundamental treaty obligations, and betrayed the rule of law. You have engaged in or permitted heinous human rights abuses of the sort never before contested in our nation's history. As a matter of official policy, you have sent American men and women to kill and be killed on the basis of lies, on the basis of shifting justifications, without competent leadership, and without even a coherent plan of this monumental blunder. You know, I agree, Mark, with the mayor, except on his last, well, this is not the last, but I mean, he continues, but this was not a blunder. This was a calculated move, a calculated plan from the beginning. Everything we are doing in Iraq is going as planned, even though the media out there would want us to believe that we are doing a horrible job in Iraq. But the fact is, we are doing exactly what was expected of us to do in Iraq, which is to send that country into turmoil and divide that country into three or more states. And that is happening as we speak. Last month, our Congress voted on basically dividing Iraq, which was a plan by Israel that was published way back in 1982. Now, I understand the frustration of the American people because they think we are in a war on terrorism, which we are not. Terrorism has nothing to do with this war. But what has anything to do with it is destroying Israel's enemies. Now, it doesn't matter if we end up destroying America by destroying Israel's enemies. That does not matter. It doesn't matter that America has no interest, none whatsoever, in this war in Iraq or in this war that is coming up on Iran. But yet, Israel has everything to gain, and the United States has everything to lose, but yet, it doesn't matter. It is the United States of America. It is a tool in the hands of the Zionist Jews just to protect Israel and to hell with America. The dollar, again, ladies and gentlemen, and I have always maintained that the big war that we will lose is the economic war, because our dollar is taking a dive, a huge dive, a big dive, and a fast dive to the bottom. China announced that they will move some of their reserves, their dollars, their reserves from dollars to euros. Because they don't believe in the dollar anymore. The dollar is not the currency of the world anymore. Nobody wants to trade with the dollars anymore. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, we have trillions of dollars that we enjoyed for the last 50 years by just printing money that is worth nothing but the papers and the ink that is printed with. And now these dollars will be coming home. They will be coming home, and they will be coming home in boxes that are worth nothing. Don't think that the dollar in your pocket is worth a dollar in about 2 months or 3 months or a year or 5 years. Watch for that dollar to tank and tank big time, because this is when it starts hurting you in your pocket. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to take your mind away from even questioning the government, because you will be doing nothing but being busy and trying to protect your assets, trying to feed your children, because you would have to take on another job just to feed your children with the price, with the rise in prices, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, this is all written a long time ago of how to control the population. The dollar tanks, prices go up, and then you can do nothing about it, because you will only be worried about where you are going to get the next dollar to feed your children. Mark? Well, I'll tell you what, we have the music, so we'll is the music coming on like so soon today or what? But we will take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lots of people waiting on the phone, so let's go to Robert in Utah. Go ahead, Robert.
Are we there? Hello?
Yes, you're here.
Okay. I appreciate the subjects that you're willing to talk about. It's amazing to me the other talking heads don't even approach these issues. And these issues, I think, are some of the most important before us. Wanted to present one or two ideas and find what you thought. Where do I go? I know that for years and years, the government of the U.S. here has been spending money faster than they have coming in. So on purpose, we started printing this promise to pay, right? We promised to pay. And China has been buying our promise to pay, and other countries have, but our promise wasn't good enough. So what is going on with our daughter, I think, is exactly what you're talking about, but it gets worse. Our promise was no longer good enough, and these countries that have been purchasing our promise to pay have demanded collateral. So pieces of and chunks of this country have been given up as collateral for our promise to pay. Bodies of water, regions of mountains, national parks, other assets all across this country held by China. China has been the number one purchasers of this promised pay. It was interesting, back in the time of George Washington, he was visited by an angel who showed him the wars that this country would go through, and he was shown the last battle where China, in fact, would be invading from the Pacific Ocean and Russia from the Atlantic Ocean. I wonder if they'll come over here by force to exact or to exact this collection, to enforce this collection of what they think belongs to them. It's amazing that even our birth certificates have become collateral for this promise to pay, the title to you and me. Do you understand any of that?
Sure.
Yes, you know, yes, go ahead.
One of the pieces of this puzzle, I've been following this very issue for a long time. There's more than 900 Indian tribes across this country, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the largest branch of the U.S. government, people don't know that generally. They have a map of this country, and they show the treaties that exist between this tribe and that tribe. More than half of this country has never been put under treaty by them to the U.S. government. And it is my expectation at some point that the sovereignty of the American Indians has to play a role. I don't know what it's going to look like, but we are in real trouble. Most of us have no idea the trouble we're in. Absolutely, I think it's time, it is, that we get on our knees and develop our own relationship between ourselves and our maker. We keep sending the same idiots back to Washington, D.C., and those politicians. Our solution is not back in Washington, D.C. It's not in the presidency. It's not in the Congress. They keep selling us out. They keep putting themselves up to bid for the highest price. Corporate America had been purchasing their favors for a long time, until now there's no sovereignty left for the U.S. government. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do believe the sovereignty of the American Indians has got to play a role. I also understand that there's a whole lot of stashes that have been socked away a long time ago. Many of these indigenous people have been shown in visions this very day, and that it would take them coming to the table to help rescue this pickle we are now in. Absolutely. I don't think there's a greater issue before this country.
Very good. Appreciate it, Robert, and you're absolutely right. As far as, you know, these people will demand something for their money, and I think they probably now at this point, they might not be thinking that they will get something for their money, and that's why they are switching from the dollar to the euro. And as a matter of fact, they are now demanding that purchases from China be done with the euro, not in the dollar. They are discouraging trading with the dollar. And when the dollar tanks, the government will go down with it. And when the government goes down with it, the people will go down with the government. It's a ripple effect. It's going to happen. Appreciate it, Robert. Thanks a lot. Okay. Well, Rick, probably he. Okay, Rick is back. Rick, you're up.
How you doing, Doctor?
Doing fine. Thanks, Rick.
That's good. You know, I really have a problem with this Zionist Jewish thing. It's really bothering me that people don't have the courage to say who these people are, you know. You know, when I go to the grocery store, I don't see Zionist stamps on my food. I see Jewish stamps on my food, you know. And right. I don't see any, you know, when they try to remove Christian things out of the USA, but I don't see anybody trying to remove this out, you know. I'll tell you.
Good point. Excellent point. Excellent point.
I've got a million other points, but, you know, I'm so used to getting on the phone and being cut off in about a minute after I start talking by O'Reilly and Hannity and everyone.
Not on this show.
Well, I mean, a question to ask O'Reilly is why isn't he speaking about the Christians in Lebanon that were bombed to smithereens? He never said one word about them. You know, everything the guy says is entirely pro-Israel, everything.
Yeah, well, Rick, you know, one of the main points and on their agenda is to take God, the Christian God, out of people's mind. And people think this is their right to freedom and freedom to choose. And believing in God is freedom to choose, and not believing in God is also freedom to choose. You know, to have somebody like John Hagee denying the Christian belief that Jesus is the Messiah, this is just the first thing. It's not really the first thing. It's one of the things that they will continue to do this. And in about 30 years, I guarantee you, they would probably have – just look around you. How many people who call themselves Christians actually worship God? You know, they continue calling themselves Christians. And I agree with you with your point that it's time. Just imagine if Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Douglas Feith, Wormser's, and the list of all these Jews in the cabinet and around the cabinet, just think of them as Muslims. Don't you think people will say, oh, Muslims are controlling the country? Of course they will.
And look at the list of Muslim spies we have in the country, too, you know.
Exactly.
I would just like to hear what these people's definition of a Jew is, because, you know, that's really the beginning, the root of it. Because when they say a Jew, I want to hear what their definition of a Jew is. I mean, they say Jesus was a Jew, but yet, you know, Jews think we're cows, you know? So,
you know, at this point, let me bring Mark. Mark wrote an excellent piece on this subject. I believe it went out today. Mark, what do you think about this Christian hypocrisy? Did we lose Rick again?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Mark?
Well, obviously, you know, to call it hypocrisy is an extreme understatement. You know, the piece that I wrote this week dealt with the remarks that were made by Michael Savage, whose real name, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is Michael Weiner. He has a three-hour-a-day radio program that's broadcast on over 400 radio stations across the country. He made some remarks, and this is just one time that he has done this. The remarks that he made, if they had been made by anybody else, and the victim of these remarks had been Jews, this guy would have been absolutely run out of town. He's talking about that the Muslims should be deported, that they should be forcibly converted to Christianity, that their book, the Quran, is a book of hate, and that they shouldn't be allowed to live in this country. I mean, can you just imagine? I mean, think back a few months ago when Don Imus, the radio host, made some disparaging remarks about some black basketball players. This was front page news. It was breaking news every hour on the hour about Don Imus and about his comments. His comments that he had made, literally it only took a few seconds for him to make them. But yet Michael Savage and others like him, by the way, let's keep this in mind that it's not just Michael Savage. When it comes to making these kinds of remarks against those who are the enemies of Israel, this is the thing that you have to keep in mind. When you're an enemy of Israel, you can get away with saying anything. When you're an enemy of Israel, it's permitted that anything is said about you. And yet nothing. We didn't hear anything from the ADL. We didn't hear anything from the Southern Poverty Law Center. None of
them. Well, you know what, Mark, we did not hear anything from the hate speech people who just passed that hate speech bill, because, you know, when you say you want to force somebody to convert into a religion and say the things that Michael Savage, who's Jewish, said, and yet you don't hear about it. And he does have about 12 million people in all these radio stations listening. And this did not make national news, but well, this is the hypocrisy that we're talking about here, Mark.
Yeah, and the thing is that people, they really don't put much stock in this, but they fail to understand how important this is, this whole issue of hypocrisy and the fact that these people who got us into this war in Iraq, who are going to get us into another war with Iran and Syria and probably Pakistan as well, these people, they don't really believe what they say they believe. When it comes to bigotry and hatred and intolerance, we have to understand that they have two different standards that they apply, one for them and one for everybody else. You know, I'd like to just make a quick comment back with what we were talking about before regarding Pat Robertson and Rudy Giuliani. There was an interesting story that appeared in The Guardian Unlimited. It's an English newspaper, and it's talking about how the evangelical Christians in this country are facing a real problem, because it appears as if Rudy Giuliani is going to get the Republican nomination, and if the polls are to be believed, he's probably going to be elected president as well. And so they were talking to all these different Christian leaders in America, how they feel about this and how they feel about that, and almost unanimously, every one of these guys whose followership can be counted not just in the millions but in the tens of millions when we add everything together, all of them are saying the same thing, which is we have to put aside all of these other issues that are important to Christians, social issues, family issues, cultural issues. We have to put these things aside in order to focus on this thing known as the Islamic threat, you see. And so the point that we have to keep in mind when we're dealing with these people and listening to them is that they are trying to serve two masters. They are trying to serve Israel, and at the same time they're trying to act like Christians, but you cannot do both. You're going to have to pick one or the other, just as Jesus himself said we're going to have to do.
Rick, would you like to comment on that?
Well, about the call-in programs, about what, Mikey Weiner. I called him for years to ask him if he was a Jew. They wouldn't take my call, but, you know, people can call in. They have my number. Other people can call in. There's 70% of the people in America against this war, I heard, somewhere around there. Why can't they call in and make idiots out of these talk show hosts? Why can't they do it? I mean, I don't hear anybody. I hear RBN people calling in, but I never hear them call national radio where it belongs. You know, I understand you're going to get cut off, but you got to be, if you're a Christian, I'm sorry, doctor, but you're supposed to be smart as a serpent. You're supposed to get in and do what you must do. And I can't understand why people aren't doing it. I really don't.
And that, appreciate that, Rick.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you. Mark, talking about the 70%, actually, there was a poll on the internet on AOL. 59% of people who responded actually said George Bush was the worst president ever. 19% said he was one of the worst presidents. So we have a lot of people out there who think this man is a horrible president. There was only 7% who said that they are satisfied with what George Bush is doing. And we see the Democrats, and this is to prove that the Democrats are not in control of their party, that there's somebody else in control, because if the Democrats are smart, they will totally oppose this war. And I guarantee you, if they do that, they will win the presidency, but they can't. They have to play the game the way they're playing it, and that's the only way they can do it. So being the bad president and the Democrats, It's mind-boggling. This is like politics 101. You have the win in your hand. You know what you need to do, but you're not doing it. How would you say? I mean, what's going on with the Democrats, Mark?
Well, again, I think it is what I said it was earlier, which is these are all people who have been compromised. That they have done something in their past that they don't want to have revealed. This is something else that we have to keep in mind. You know, you look at Ron Paul and the fact that He's not getting any play in the media, despite the fact that he's doing a very impressively good job with raising money and getting grassroots support and all the rest of that. Now, the fact of the matter is that the Zionists do not want people in office who are honest, who are trustworthy, who keep their word.
How are you going to get people in office who are honest and trustworthy when they have to go through this program? And when it was written a long time ago that the people we want to bring up to be in these policy-making positions, to be administrators, to be the politicians, they need to be the crooks out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was written. It was written. They wrote it. And it has been their plan to actually support those crooks who will do exactly what they want to do. So, I mean, there is really no other way than another revolution, the new American revolution, and that's what needs to be happening here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last segment in the first hour. We have a few minutes left to the end of the first hour, and then we have a second hour coming up shortly. But I just want to say, if people want to fight for Israel and Israel's war, there is a war going on in Iraq, so they're more than welcome to go and fight in Iraq if they want to preserve Israel and to fight for Israel. But if you want to fight for America and if you want to preserve what is left of America, then this is your battle right here in this country. If you want to protect America, you have got to do something about it. Unfortunately, the so-called truth movement lacks leaders, who will speak the whole truth, not the half-truths, as most of these people who consider themselves to be in the truth movement, and not saying the whole thing, not even mentioning the word Israel. Some of them, and I was very happy and very glad to see the brave Ray McGovern coming closer and closer to identifying the beast to whatever it is. But most of them, they will not even touch the word Israel or speak about it. And until you get into this fight on the side of America, not on the side of Israel, things will continue to go down the drain, and then you will be wondering. You will wake up one day and wonder what in the world happened. Mark?
You know, the angel of death just walked in here a minute ago with as sick as I am, and I told him, I said, listen, I haven't got time to die right now. I'm dealing with Palawi. He said, all right, I'll come back later.
Don't blame him. Of course, he did not. When he walked in and looked at you and said, oh, poor soul, let's give him a few more years. He's needed out here on this earth, since there are a lot of people who are fighting against God, who call themselves God's people, but yet they're fighting against him and wanting to take God out of the country, wanting to take God out of schools, wanting to take God out of your mind and out of your brains, so you will enjoy the so-called freedom. And everything was written, ladies and gentlemen, that you will enjoy the word freedom, but you don't know what that freedom means. That is also the freedom to lose your beliefs. That is the freedom to lose God. And that's exactly what they are hoping that will happen. And they're working on it. They are very much working on it while you just sit there and watch them. But what can I say? You know, the only thing we can say is keep talking, keep telling people what they need to do, that they do need to stand up. And one of these days, people will try to stand up, hopefully not in a concentration camp somewhere, once they say, oh, you know what, these two nuts on RBN, they were right. But unfortunately, it will be way, 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 way too late. You know, I don't really have a solution, but we do need some leadership in this movement, leaders who are not afraid to say that we are fighting in Iraq for Israel. You know, oil, Iraq used to, well, I'll tell you what, this is the end of the first hour, so we will catch this, and your phone calls are welcome in the second hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.